Wisconsin. Alrighty, everybody, let's get on to another episode. I don't have anything to keep y'all abreast of. So, today, the quote is a Seneca quote. It is, "Only time can heal what reason cannot." Only time can heal what reason cannot. Now, this reminds me of, you know, a similar quote. Time heals all wounds. And it's extremely true because, well, aside from the fact that, yes, given distance, most things, most problems can be dealt with. Yeah, you might have some pain associated with the difficult moment, but within time, things can get better. You can start to normalize, and it's just a little bit easier day by day to deal with things. Yes, at first, it can seem insurmountable, and like, regardless of what you do, you cannot win, and you cannot push through, and you cannot make things better. But given enough time, patience, you can do it. It just causes us to grow a little bit, to change our mindset a little bit, and be willing to do whatever needs to be done, regardless of what that is. That's why I really like these Stoic quotes. Because they're useful to everyday life. And mind you, Seneca wrote over 1,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago, actually. Maybe just about 2,000 years ago. I believe he was alive in the first few, like, in the first century AD, so about 2,000 years ago. I'm not sure if it was BC or AD, so regardless, 2,000 years ago, and the things he's saying in his letters are still possible and still poignant even today. And if you feel that what you're going through is impossible, remember that a lot of these Stoics, these Roman Stoics that we talk about, and which Seneca is one of them, they went through some very, very, very difficult times. These were times of mass enslavement. Not in the kind of enslavement we have or are familiar with back in the Deep South. It was a different kind of enslavement, but slavery nonetheless. We had civil wars around that time. Now, mind you, again, not like the South kind of civil wars that are in our textbooks and history books, but an almost deadlier type of civil war that was a little bit more ongoing in sometimes some points of Roman history. There were famines, diseases, not necessarily on the scale of the Black Plague, but sometimes it got pretty darn bad. Around the Marcus Aurelius's time, he was dealing with not only Gallic uprisings on his borders, but also something called the Antonine Plague, which was part of his namesake, I believe, from his adopted father. But he dealt with that, and he dealt with losing almost every single one of his children, if I remember correctly, to many different things, but some of them to the Antonine Plague. Again, if I remember correctly, I read/listened to that a long time ago, so don't use that in a term paper or anything. But these Roman Stoics that I quote from so very often, it's not like they weren't going through some hard times. And if Marcus Aurelius, aside from all that, also being a Roman emperor with all the stress that that entails, and Seneca being, I believe he was a general, and all that stress that that brings, and all of the things I just mentioned, and so many more that I didn't, all of these things, and they could say that time will heal all wounds. If anybody can say that and be 100% believed, it would be them. Because regardless of what I went through and the difficulties I've had to overcome to show and that I can, that I believe through action that time heals all wounds. If you don't feel me as a credible source, is what I'm attempting to say. Look to them. I mean, look to yourself. How many of us have dealt with a death? Have dealt with a loss of a loved one? Be it from death or from just growing apart. How many of us have dealt with a lack of job? Not necessarily always our doing, but be it our own choices that made us lose that job, or the job no longer having anything for us to do, so they laid us off, be it fire or layoff. How many of y'all had to deal with a broken home, a fractured home that ended up mending in the end? How many of these things do we deal with on a daily basis, or just in life in general, but you don't realize how much it doesn't affect you until you look back on it? Because given time, many of our wounds can heal. Many of the things that vex us can be made better. With time, we can be made whole. Think about a broken arm. Yes, it hurts like the dickens at first. And you don't feel like the pain is ever going to go away, because it just hurts so darn much. It hurts so much that looking at it even seems like it hurts. Even though that's a bit of an impossibility. Doesn't mean it doesn't feel like it. And from there, it's just, it heals. It mends. You put a cast on it. You make sure to treat it properly. You go through the proper healing process, and blammo, it's better than it was before. Yeah, it still might be a little sore sometimes. It might have a different feel to it. But it's mended. It's better. It's usable. That's how we are when we deal with something that we have to grow through. Treat it like a broken arm. Take some time. Heal from it mentally, physically, and emotionally. But after you've healed, get back out there. Use that arm again. Or whatever you're having to be dealing with. Think about it. You can do it. I know you can. We all can. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes you're going to deal with some sleepless nights or some difficulties, depending upon how bad the situation is. But you can do this. You can get through this. Just take it one day at a time, one step at a time. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me in another episode of the One Take Stoic. As always, I'm your host, Megan Johnson. And before I let you go, remember, time heals all wounds. Think positive, you got this. Alrighty. With that, thank you for joining me in another episode of One Take Stoic. As always, I've been your host, Megan Johnson. I think I might have said that, but I'm not certain. Regardless, if you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other episodes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. If you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can do so on all of those platforms at thrivingonfat. And lastly, if you like what you've heard, then please rate, review, share this podcast on your podcast catcher of choice. And with that, I will talk to you mañana.